Syracuse is on the leading edge of using technology to deal with ways to fix a crumbling infrastructure. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's the work of the city's so-called I-team that is bringing new technology to central New York.
Making a dent in the number of burst water lines and tire-busting potholes starts by figuring out where they are. And that's what much of this new technology will do. For example, the city will start using something called a water main leak detection sensor, which listens to sound waves created when water lines start leaking. Mayor Stephanie Miner likes the sound of that.
What these sensors will show is where our biggest leaks are, and then we can start to fix those. And then again, do it at a time when it doesn't inconvenience as many people.
Other high-tech answers to fixing infrastructure include the Street Quality Identification Device, or SQID. That'll collect data on how bumpy roads are and take pictures of potholes and cracks. They'll all be mapped, and then repair crews will know where to go. These and other data-driven technology-type strategies were unearthed by the city's I-team, funded by the Bloomberg Philanthropies Innovation Team program. Some are used in other cities, some are startups, but the key, according to leader Andrew Maxwell, is that they simply have the time to just look.
This is a group that can think in a strategic way all the time, and so that puts them in a position to think about new ideas. What are creative new things that we can do that we can adopt from other communities and put to work here in creative ways?
The I-team's first task was infrastructure. When all these innovations are in place and working, the team will pivot to another topic by the end of the year.
It could be public safety. It could be poverty, economic development, education. It really could be just about anything.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.